beach easy.
Hey mamas, welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we talk about the highs and lows of motherhood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because today's episode is all about the world of youth sports. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom.
And I'm Danielle, Layton's mom.
Danielle's back for episode number two. Yes. She didn't leave us.
Yay!
We must have did pretty good.
We must have done something time. Right.
Before we jump into this topic, so I have to just say, like,
you've had a week, right?
We've had a week, to say the least. So Gabriel just turned 10.
Yep.
Oh my goodness, my oldest just turned 10, so he's the double digit, and he's been wonderful. Grayson, on the other hand, Grayson, sometimes change can be a little bit much. So needless to say is that on Sunday, now we had a baseball tournament. We're doing travel ball. Yeah.
Ooh, that's
we'll get into that. but he threw up a little bit on Sunday, but he was fine playing baseball, everything. You know, he has kind of a weak stomach, not a little bit.
So but then, not unusual.
No, because he'll complain about his stomach here and there, whatever. On Monday, he made himself throw up again.
Okay.
And he pitched a fit. I mean, when I say pitched a fit, it was just like, it was horrible. It was just screaming, yelling, everything.
Crying?
I don't want to go to school. You know, the throw up, you know, that was one thing. I just don't want to go to school. It was to the point that I called Barrett. I'm like, Barrett, you talk to him on the speakerphone. You couldn't calm him down. So anyways, I had a full day at work. So I took him over to Barrett's work, and I'm like, here you go.
And meanwhile, your spidey mom senses are going like, something's wrong here.
Something's wrong, but I'm just, I was also so frustrated because the way that he was acting, it's just, it's normal, but it's not that normal with Grayson. Anyways, though, is that he went into Barrett's office, you know, wasn't feeling well, but then Barrett had a meeting for about an hour, came back into his office, and Grayson was just acting fine. So Barrett took him on in. Took him on to school.
Took him to school.
You know what?
Okay.
Yeah, buddy, you're fine. You know,
did he make a fuss the second time?
No, because it was Barrett that was taking him, and that's the part that does frustrate me at times, because I'm the person in the mornings taking them to school. I'm the person that picks them up from school. You know, it's Mama who is really the taxi cab driver. So goes to school, has a good day. Then Tuesday arrives, amazing day. I get the most sweetest email from his teacher. It was just stating that he's such a leader within our classroom. Aww. He is the most compassionate child. There's a special needs child in the class, and he's really become his buddy to help him get him to his different classes, help him at the cafeteria. It was just, it was so sweet. She said, she even said, you know, his stories that he has, like, it's just wonderful, and that he's always willing to help and assist. He's like, I could not ask, she was like, I could not ask for a better student. So I'm like, oh my goodness, yay, we have a great day. Well, then here comes Wednesday. We're getting dressed, getting ready for school. I don't want to go to school. My stomach hurts. I'm like, buddy, you're fine. He goes to the bathroom. We're good. All right. Still complaining. In the car, in car lines, he makes himself throw up. In the car lines, as we are trying to do drop off.
Oh gosh.
So once again, I'm like, well, he got throw up on him. I cannot take him into school. And this is only the second week of school, mind you. And I'm that parent. You don't miss school unless you are truly sick, a fever and all. Like, that's just not happening. We don't even miss school for trips or anything. So I call the doctor, go to the doctor, and his doctor said, you know, he does have a little bit of like the acid reflux here and there. His stomach's always been kind of weak, nothing crazy. But I even told his doctor, I was like, you know, am I just a terrible parent that I'm making this kid go to school? I know he threw up, but it's just, to me, I'm like, he's totally fine. I truly think it's more the anxiety, stress, just the anticipation of school. And he's like, Shannon, you know, I think you are on, you're right for the most part. You know there are some stomach issues going on, so we're going to put him on a medication. So he's on like a little stomach acid like medication for the next 3 weeks to kind of ease everything. But for the most part, it's the anxiety and stress and just thinking and overthinking, because he is an overthinker. Unfortunately, he's like his mama about school.
I can relate.
Yeah. And so what it comes down to, though, is that his classroom there aren't as many boys that he has had in the past years, and only one of his little buddies from the past years is in the class with him. So he's like, Mama, I just don't have that many friends. And this is what he told me the first week of school. I'm like, Bud, just make friends. You can make all these friends. So he ended up staying out of school that whole day. We did make him go to baseball because it was hot and sweaty and, you know. Sweat it out. But also, too, like, I want you to realize, like, school is a great thing. And I also want you to be able to be around your friends and everything. Because baseball, he's around all of his little buddies he's grown up with. But when it comes to this, any advice as to, I've never experienced, like, I've experienced to a certain extent with Grayson of change can be difficult. But I've never experienced to the point of, I mean, he is physically making himself sick because he's so overthinking. And he's eight. And he's intelligent. He knows what he's doing. But he's also, it's not like he's just throwing up. He looks weak, like, when he is getting sick. So it's not a, oh, let me just go throw up and, like, pretend like everything's a.
Yeah.
He is truly,
you can see the nerves
coming out. Yeah. So Gabriel, like, he's just like go with the flow type kid. Change can be a little bit hard for him, but he's just whatever. And he's also a person that he's fine by himself. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need the social interaction with others. He's cool just drawing and doing his work or whatever he needs to do by himself. Grayson is a very needs to be around people and loves to have like his friends around him. But he's also usually the leader in the class. Mm-hmm. But he will not talk to me either. He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm like, you're not fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, and you're getting good notes from the teacher, so you're almost getting conflicting opinions about
how
the school day is going.
Yeah.
That's hard.
And I, like, it's one of those things that I don't know if I want to cry, scream, or what, because
it's all of the above.
All the above. Yeah, because, I mean, morning times, I'm sorry, excuse the French, but it's hell. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Agreed.
Because just trying to get, you know, the right clothes. Luckily, we pick out our clothes at nighttime. But then socks, the shoes, getting your water bottle filled, just doing all of those different things that you have to do in the morning. And we have to leave at a certain time or we're going to be a little late. And that was one thing, because of the fact of him pretending like he was sick and everything on that Wednesday and ended up throwing up in the car, he made us some, like, right on time to when the bell's about to ring. And then here you got Gabriel. Gabriel, if he wants to be somewhere 15 minutes early. So Gabriel's seeing the time and he's kind of like, okay, I got to get out. I got to get to my classroom, but we also have to go through the metal detector. I have to do this and that. And he's all in his head and it's messing up his day also.
Yeah.
So it's just, anxiety all around.
Yeah.
And then of course it has ruined my week completely. And I feel like I'm a basket case this whole week and just cannot get my stuff together because of all of this taking place. So the true, I guess, motherhood.
Yeah, that's so hard.
It is.
I mean, to be honest with you, like, they have school counselors. Like, is it worth him going down to and having a chat with a counselor?
I'm very, very fortunate.
He needs therapy by any means or anything like that. But maybe talk to somebody in the school that can kind of give him procedures about, you know, hey, you'll see your friends at lunch, or I know that you don't. I don't know. That's a hard one.
Luckily, I am so fortunate. So our cup care teacher, she's the sweetest lady, and she's also the ISS teacher. But she absolutely adores Grayson. When I say adores Grayson, because those two talk and talk, I told her kind of what was going on, and she pulled him aside and told him, Grayson, my door will always be open. You come right on here. We can stare at each other. You can talk to me. You can do whatever. If you just need a break, or I have a phone in my room, you can call your mama. Whatever it is, bud, I'm here for you. You know I got you. And she always calls him her nephew. So nephew, you know I got you. And I greatly appreciate it because she's one of those teachers that you hope that your kids always have, because she is always that wonderful person. So I'm hoping that he actually takes her up on it.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, look, if it's something that needs to be addressed from my end, please tell me. But if it's something that he says, you know, that's not to the extreme, I want you guys to have that relationship and that connection. So just let me know. And so fortunately, we do have that. And she is very sincere when she's saying it. It's not just you know, I'll talk to your kid or whatever, but she really does mean it. So it's just been a very, very long week.
It's good to know that he has that support system there, though. I'm sure that eases your mind a little bit. And while I have no idea what I'm getting into as far as, like, school age and stuff, like, sometimes bad weeks just happen. And maybe this nice long weekend will kind of help things out. Yeah. And then it'll just be a brand new week next week. So you never know. Because, like, fingers me and Layton, we had one of those weeks last week.
Well,
and it's just day to say it.
At least I'm not the only one.
last week was insane. Started off rocky and it just continued on from there. So, but this week has been going a lot smoother. So I feel like, you know, just stay hopeful. And I find that, like, whenever Layton or Bobby are, you know, kind of high anxiety and in a rut, that tends to send me into it. And then it's just like kind of snowballs. Like, everybody's feeding off of each other's, like, energy. So we took last weekend, like, as a family, to just kind of, like, relax, spend time with each other, kind of just try to get out of our own heads. And going into this week, it seemed to help a little bit. So maybe something like that too. It's kind of cliche advice, but
no, 100%, because I will tell you, we're doing this travel ball. It's just within our county, but it was 7 days straight of sports for my children.
Yeah.
And then you go back into the work week and school week, and then it's, you know, 4 or 5 days yet again of sports and school and work and everything.
Just constant.
So it's constant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I actually told the boys, I'm like, this weekend, boys, we're not doing much on purpose.
Do you think that, and I am no psychologist or behavioral therapist or anything like that, but, like, in just thinking that he came off such a high of a weekend and, you know, from what I can tell, he excels on the baseball field.
Yes.
Right? So, like, do you think that maybe there's a letdown when he gets to school of, like, this is not where I necessarily shine?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, nervous on how to be part of that. And I want to go back to that spot where I am the king of all king, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I will say, for their baseball tournament, he actually had the winning catch for them to win the whole tournament.
Yes.
So they were the champions of the tournament.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And so we got, like, well, they were going to give him the game ball, but he said, no, I want a practice jersey instead. So, you know, my kid, of course, what can I say? He just speaks his mind. He's kind of like his mama. You know, you're right. I think, honestly, it comes down to, for him, is that he relies so much on his, like, guy friends. Like, he loves bro, you know,
he's a guy's
all of that,
guy, yeah.
like, stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he only has that one buddy right now. Now, he has a few other guys in the class. And I say guys because, you know, we're cool. We're the dudes. oh, my goodness. But I think that a little bit, too. But I didn't even think about, like, yeah, I mean, school for him, he is a kid. And this is where he takes after Barrett. He excels at school and sports. Mm-hmm. He's one of those, he retains everything. So he's so blessed to be able to have that. Mm-hmm. And that's where sometimes, even at school, I think he gets bored. So I don't know, but that could be.
I don't know. Just thinking if he was with his boys all weekend long, that maybe it's
now it's back to reality of school. And
mm-hmm. So it's an interesting time. I'm sorry that it's happening, and I hope that it gets better.
This weekend we have Gabriel's having his little birthday party tonight at the Pelican Stadium, at baseball stadium, for Dinosaur Night. and then the rest of this weekend, I was like, boys, we're not going to be doing much. Mm-hmm. Granted, we are going to go to the water park so I can use those season passes
that you bought for summer camp
one time. So I just said, I was like, I don't care. We're going for an hour.
You're forcing fun.
I am.
I'm going to get my money's worth.
I'm getting my money's worth. I'm walking in that door at least twice this summer. So, but other than that, I was like, we're not doing much, boys. And they actually were fine with that. So, which is a good thing.
They probably need a little downtime too. That sounds like a lot.
It's been a lot. And it probably does tie in well to our topic that we were going to be discussing, is the whole, and I know we have talked about youth sports many times on this episode or on our podcast. Mm-hmm. Main reason being is that we're athletic parents. Mm-hmm. And I say parents because I think all of us, whether it's us or the husband or whatever, we all are in sports. We were always, you know, whether we played them or just love to watch it. And then, of course, with our kids, we want to bring that to them and show them the benefits of sports as a whole.
Absolutely.
So so yeah, so tie back in there. But if you think of anything that might could help with this whole situation, please let me know.
Well, if nothing else, there's prayers being sent up for you because I know that's 100%. Not easy. So
yes,
absolutely.
These poor. That's thank goodness I got my hair done yesterday. The gray was really showing, guys. I'm just saying.
I mean, if I was on, I was going to be honest today and be like, you know what, guys, Jesus has got to take the wheel on this podcast because I don't know what's coming out of my mouth.
Amen.
It's been a week, and
it has.
Who
been.
Knows what's going to come out? So.
That is the truth.
Keeps things interesting.
Yes. It does. Never a dull moment. I think I say that 24/7.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So to get kind of back on topic, yes. I don't know. It was a good lesson
good,
though,
good
or
lesson.
A good conversation to yes. have for sure. Obviously, our kids are in. Shannon and I are in sports. Danielle is. Did I see Layton has played some soccer?
She has. Yeah. So they started them with Happy Feet at daycare,
doing
it every once in a while, and then they did weekend leagues during the summer, which. Way too hot, but we did it. and it was just like adorable. I mean, it's basically just chaos because it's a bunch of 3-year-olds mm-hmm. with like the attention spans of goldfish just running all over the place and screaming. But it was really, really fun to see her kind of be a part of the team, get a little bit of that. Like soccer was always my sport growing up. So.
Oh, fun.
So it's been great. And then we start dance tomorrow.
Oh,
so.
Dance.
Yes. Oh, do we have a special outfit for
yes.
dance?
We got the tap shoes. We got the ballet shoes. We got the leotard. We
top
got
shoes.
All.
That's tap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know dance very well, so I'm gonna.
That's
you're gonna,
awesome.
We're gonna be leaning on you to learn all of this.
So how often will she have class?
It's gonna be every Saturday. So luckily, I found a dance studio because, like, I mean, most of the dance studios in this area, the timing just doesn't work for like a mom and dad that works 9 to 5, basically. Mm-hmm. So this one dance studio is really close to our house. They do Saturday classes, so she's going to be doing Saturdays at 11:15. So
and this is every Saturday,
mm-hmm. every Saturday.
So is Bobby a big college football fan?
No, he's more into
NFL.
Pro football. Unfortunately, he works on Saturdays. So
oh, he does?
Yeah, he's not even going to be able to be there for him. He hates that too because he's very hands-on.
So
yeah.
Lots of video.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly,
that's how it was with soccer too.
That timing probably works out well. Will you do nap like right afterwards?
Right after,
so she'll
yeah.
be like exhausted and then you can go into nap time.
Yeah, right? I'm hoping. She's grown out of naps for the most
already?
Part. Which, yeah, she's been out
bless
of those
you, Mama.
For a while.
Yes. I miss nap time for myself. Self too,
right? She will sometimes, like, if I get her in bed with me and like we both lay down after we've mm-hmm. like when she was doing swim as well, like mm-hmm. I could usually get her to nap in the afternoons, but yeah, for the most part she's not a napper, so we're just mm-hmm. go Energizer Bunny.
That's funny.
Well, that's something that sports definitely help out with is
that
to
will.
Be able to to get them exhausted.
Mm-hmm. I was always though the mom, and I can't say much now, but I'm like, okay, the weekends are ours, boys. Like, I don't want to do any too much sports on the weekends or unless it's really early in the morning. Because most of our sports, like you said, it is hard. We have baseball practice at 5:00 in the afternoons. So I'm rolling in on 2 wheels. Mm-hmm. Like, they're changing their clothes as they're running to get onto the field.
Yeah.
So it's tough. But
it's not easy. Yeah.
It's not. It's
and
not.
Then to know when to sign up the kids. I know that we've talked about this before, but
yeah.
we wanted to sign up Colton for soccer and we've missed every single sign up for the fall.
Oh,
we're
no.
just like, okay, well, no soccer this year. We'll try next year.
So word of advice, follow those mom Facebook groups.
I know. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We are all.
Well, we even got
this.
Like a slip sent home with like all the fall sports signups and stuff, and all of the registrations were already past due from by the time they gave us a slip. I was like, what was the point of sending
that's
this
pointless.
Home?
That's pointless. Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me that I forgot.
Thanks. You're making me look like the bad guy school.
It's all right. It's all right. We've got baseball, so that will take up plenty of time.
Yeah.
I'm not worried, and we'll make shift soccer in the backyard for a little while if we have to. Have some fun with it. But
well, as Danielle mentioned, Happy Feet, if you haven't done it, it is so much fun for the kids. They learn a lot with
it's
that.
It's adorable. The instructors are really great too.
They are.
That was one of the ones that we were looking at as well and just missed the registration sign up for the fall classes because he's been in it. He did it at daycare as well. So he's familiar with Happy Feet. It is a good program for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things I will say with sports is that it helps them. I mean, even just talking about with Grayson, the confidence level. It has helped him with some of his insecurities. And that could be another reason why he's just with school. It's sports in general.
Yes.
Like, he shines. Now, Gabriel could care less.
Yeah.
But I make
Do you think that Gabriel will, like, how do you think he'll continue to play sports?
So Gabriel loves, absolutely loves basketball.
Oh, that's right. You said that. Yeah.
So I have been a little bit of a slacker parent when it comes to trying to find more basketball opportunities. Now, granted, I play out on, you know, just in their like driveway with the boys and try to beat them each time. But, you know, but he loves basketball. And for his size, I mean, it's awesome for him.
Yeah.
Because he's such a bigger kid. So I do hope that he continues with that. Baseball is not the best for him. And it's, and I will say this, and maybe I'm maybe speaking a little bit too much, but for kids with glasses, baseball is very hard because we got him new sports glasses, but trying to get the helmet over the glasses and all of that, and then really being able to focus in on the baseball, it's so much smaller than your basketball or football. It has been a little bit of a challenge for Gabriel, but he enjoys it somewhat. He likes to be able to see his friends, but he could care less with baseball for the most part. Basketball is his thing, but I also want to look at golf. Even though that's not as much of a team sport, but it will be something good for him to be able to
I mean,
to
there's
have
no opportunities around here whatsoever to get him involved
no
in golf.
No golf. Are we like the,
where are you going to find like a golf course, Shannon?
Right? The like world capital golf, like something within, I don't know, something like that. But yes. So we'll see as to what we get into. Yeah. But sports, I don't know about you two. I know Jen and I have talked about the many sports we've played. Danielle, did you play sports growing up? You said soccer.
Yeah. So I did soccer. Dance was basically what I mostly did, though. So I would basically go in right after school and be there till almost like, I think, 8 o'clock most days. Did the competition dance. I was out on weekends doing competitions and stuff. And I started when I was around 4 and did it all the way till 18. So,
oh wow,
dance was
mostly there's our TikTok in right there. We've been trying to get a TikTok together, and Danielle's going to teach us dance moves.
I have the 2 left feet, but yeah, laugh at me. Follow Danielle.
Very out of practice. That was like a whole lifetime ago.
Well, we're both. I know. Well, Jen and I's parents. We've talked about, but as a whole, when it comes to sports, you have to keep your grades up. Like, you have to be able to show that you are a true leader for the most part when it comes to sports and that sportsmanship and all that. I mean, that helped me tremendously because I knew if I got a not so good grade, my parents would be livid with me and they would try to take away basketball. So I think that is huge and critical for the kids.
Well, I can like still to this day, one of the lessons that I played T-ball, and that was the only time that I played any, like, baseball or softball. It was that first year of T-ball. They made me a catcher, and I think it was because I was a girl, and I absolutely hated it. Like, I cried every time we went to, like, to practice. I was so bored. And, like, being a catcher, if the ball had to be, like, thrown home, they wouldn't let me catch it. They sent in one of the boys from either third base or first base to catch it. Yes, I hated it. And my dad, I remember being like, I want to quit. I don't want to do this anymore. And my dad said, that's fine. You can quit, but you will stand up in front of the entire team and you will tell your team why you are quitting the team. And I remember being like, okay, I don't want to do that. No. So obviously I stuck it out for that season, but I can still remember that lesson from like, you don't let down your team, you know, and that was T-ball. So like that was such a young age to learn something like that.
That's
and it's stuck with me ever since. You know, so something like that, just a life lesson learned at a T-ball. But yeah. So I always think about that if I'm like, well, I guess if Colt never wanted to quit, we would probably make him do the same thing because it's something that I learned such a long time ago. We want to instill in our kids, too, that, you know, you don't let down your team no matter what. So
that's huge.
That's something like even just with like the little 3-year-old soccer, like Leighton would keep wanting to go over to the side. I'm like, no, baby, your team is here. You got to stay with them. This is your team. These are your people right now. Like, you guys are working it together.
Yes.
You guys. So like, I mean, I remember that from my parents growing up too, like that, you know, sports, if you're in sports, this is your team. This is your family.
Right.
Like you stick it out.
Yeah. Our kids, you're finishing the season no matter what. You're going to finish it. I don't care. Suck it up, buttercup. Get on out there.
Yeah.
So that's a great lesson, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can still, like, literally see my dad being like, well, that's fine, but you're going to stand in front of your whole team. And I was like, well, no, I'm not doing that.
I will play.
I'll put that catcher's gear on every time. Okay.
The catcher is hard.
I know. No.
They finally did that. They put me as a catcher when I played softball 1 year because they had me in the outfield. And I was just like, oh, my goodness. I was that person. I picked a flower and be like, all right, he loves me. He loves me not. Because I was so bored. So they finally, they're like, let's move you to the catcher position. I'm like, oh, my goodness. This is a lot. And you get yelled at a lot, too, as catcher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My anxiety, Shannon, could never.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Shannon, I bet you talked to the umpire the whole time. Like, as much as you chit chat, you're just up there, just like, "Hey, how's it going? What are you doing?" I don't think that was the right call. No.
You guys will not believe me when I say this, but growing up, especially in elementary school, I did not talk a whole lot. I was kind of quiet to a certain extent. I really found my voice more. Honestly, I think really it started helping when we moved to Myrtle Beach. I got to meet all new people. The school that I went to, I grew up with these kids, but it was the same class. It was in a private school, and so it was like 24, 25 people. And it got to the point, it's like, yeah, we can talk, but I already know so much about y'all. And yeah. I don't know, the environment was a little bit different. So when moving to Myrtle Beach, it helped getting to meet new people and having to get out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But really being the talkative that I am now, after kids, life changes so much that you don't live for yourself anymore. It's all about your family. And mm-hmm. I don't, you know, like me, don't like me. I don't really care. And so that has helped me, I think, motivate myself as much and maybe have more confidence than I used to or than I've ever had. So
I need to.
But yeah, now I'll talk to the wall. But I don't care. And usually I'll talk to myself. I'll answer myself. I'm that weird one, but never a dull moment once again.
I gotta say, though, like moving in general, like I used to move around a lot when I was a kid. I think every 2 to 4 years, basically, we would move all the way up until we moved here to Myrtle Beach. And it really
Military?
Does. No, my dad was an engineer and he just would get transferred to different like he would work at like paper mills and stuff like
really
that.
Really hard.
Yeah, so... So we moved a lot, and then when we got here to Myrtle Beach, this is kind of like it became home, and this was like the one place that we didn't move from. I think we got here when I was like 12 or 13 and stayed here. But yeah, that like first part of my life having to move really does get you out of your comfort zone, get you like talking to people a little bit more. So I get that why moving to Myrtle Beach would have kind of changed that a little bit.
It did. It just shifted a lot of stuff just because it was just, I mean, and when you move to Myrtle Beach, I'm originally from Durham, North Carolina, and it's a big city there. Myrtle Beach, it's big, but not. But for me, one of the best things that I would do when I first moved here, I didn't have any friends and I had a whole summer that I moved here. So my favorite thing I would do is I would actually just go and run on the beach every day. And it was just something just to kind of get my mindset. So I think that helped tremendously too, just to realize like, man, this is amazing living here at the beach.
Yeah.
And just realizing how fortunate we were to be able to move to a town that had so much to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when it comes to sports, are you guys putting your kids into any other sports besides?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll try anything and everything. Mm-hmm. Let them figure out what sticks and what they like and what they want to do. And, you know, Colton has certainly mentioned soccer. You know, he has an affinity for swimming. So I think at some point we'll try a competitive swim team or something along those lines. And then, you know, if he wants to try karate or something like that, let's do it. I mean, until we can't afford it anymore or it becomes a point where we can't take it anymore, I say try everything.
So are you – because we have been playing baseball since almost, well, 5 years now. And it's been one of those things, okay, we just know we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Spring and the fall, we're playing baseball. But I'm also afraid to take them out of it because they've made so many wonderful friends, and so have we, that I want to get them involved with some other sports or activities, but I'm afraid to stop maybe that routine.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Start something
new. It certainly does, yeah.
Because they're also, like, they play on the same team with all these kids. They all, like, so I'm afraid, like, we'll lose our spot. We'll lose, like, the momentum of you know, yeah. the certain sports. Because Gabriel, he's mentioned it a little bit, but he would do amazing with swimming. Mm-hmm. And I know you just mentioned that with Colton, and I know your mother-in-law is like really mm-hmm. involved with the swimming aspect. That is something though that I would love to do, but I just don't know, you know.
How
mm-hmm. do yeah. we do that? Do we change like yeah. kind of where our focus is? And mm-hmm. and we even looked into Boy Scouts.
Right.
And Barrett and I both were like, this would be great for the boys, but do we have the time for this? Mm-hmm. And that's hard because this day and time, I don't know many families that don't have both the parents working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So trying to shuttle them around.
And the crazy thing now, too, is like, you know, your boys are approaching middle school age, mm-hmm. and that's when they can start playing, like, school-sanctioned sports. But, I mean, baseball, like, if your kids aren't playing baseball already, they're not going to be up to the level of what the middle school kids are. So, like, how do you navigate that?
Yeah.
That, like, middle school used to be, okay, everyone starts playing on the same level, and this yeah. is the first time everyone's playing an organized sport. And, you know, everyone started at the same. Now it's like, oh, you haven't played travel ball before?
Yeah. Like, everyone's like a child prodigy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Wait, I'm going to tell you right now, I promise you, my kids will never be Michael Jordan. They'll never be Patrick Mahomes. They'll never be Tyreek Hill. Like all these, like these figures that these kids think they're going to be, or the parents probably yes. more than anything think they're going to be. But I also don't want to let my kids down and mm-hmm. not give them those opportunities. Because like you said, when the middle school at seventh grade, you try out. You get cut.
Yeah.
I mean, for teams. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you got to start them at five.
Yeah.
If not mm-hmm. earlier, just to be able to make sure that they can even make a school team.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. The league that we play baseball in. So Colton will move up to coach pitch this year. And I sent him an email and I was like, hey, we want to stay on the same team, you know, or the same coach yeah. as we had last year, family friend of ours, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, we can't guarantee that because it's based on skill level. And I'm like, he's 5 years old and he's getting based on skill level already?
They grade you A, B, C.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. And it is true tryouts because it's baseball and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
They try. You get graded because they don't want all the A's. They don't want all the, you know.
I mean, I get that. But oh,
Jen, can I give you something? I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. Just tell the coach that you want to be on his team.
Yeah. I mean, they have such a hard time finding coaches that if there's a request, I feel like they're like, okay, yes, 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 yes. We'll do what
they
need to do.
They do.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And which is wonderful. And that's one of the reasons why my kids have been able to play on the same team. And then your kids aren't as close in age, but whenever it's time for Gabriel's like age that he has to move up, we actually just go ahead and move Grayson up. So Grayson's usually one of the younger ones, but with his athletic abilities, he sometimes is better than some of the older ones. Mm-hmm. So that's also helpful too. So it's made it so we don't have to go all over the place because we've done that a few seasons of two different teams on the like same like actual sport.
Yeah.
And that was just nightmare.
Yeah.
So hopefully though, Nolan will want to play.
Who knows
stuff.
What Nolan's want to do?
Nolan wants to be like Colton, so he's going to be.
We have a coworker who played football a good bit growing up, and his brother actually played Division I football. And not Xavier, guys. I'm talking about Bob.
Oh, I figured it was Xavier. Okay.
No. And Bob was like, man, those legs that your son has, ain't nobody pushing him around the football field. She was like, you might as well put him in pads right now.
There you go.
Go ahead and just put him in as a lineman. He's good. And I was like, that's probably true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nolan might be a professional eater, y'all. Like, that's the competition he's going into.
The next Kobayashi.
Yes, yes.
Him and Gabriel, they can go to those competitions together. Last night, guys, Gabriel wanted Red Lobster. My 10-year-old, he's, mm-hmm. go anywhere. Where do you want to go? Red Lobster. Well, most of the Red Lobsters are closed, by the way.
I was going to say, is there still one?
There is one by the mall, but we kind of just, not fibbed, but we're like, but if you really want seafood, let's go and get seafood somewhere.
Yeah.
No, it's all about the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
I know. But you know, you can actually buy the whole kit at Sam's Club.
Yes, I've seen
that. And it's really delicious. They taste just like them. So we ended up going to a seafood restaurant. And Gabriel and I was like, all right, I'm going to let you order off the main menu, not mm-hmm. the kids' menu. And his eyes got so big. And then so there's like this big seafood platter. I was like, why don't we just split that, Gabriel? Mm-hmm. It has like the fried oysters, the fried flounder, fried shrimp, the crab. Like mm-hmm. you get two sides. I was like, I'm going to get a small salad. So he's like, okay. I think I had about 3 bites of the flounder. I had maybe 2 shrimps and maybe an oyster, 1 bite of that crab. The rest was eaten by my 10-year-old.
It's a growing boy.
Yeah. He is a growing boy. But I say all that because Nolan's not picky either.
No. His preschool teacher said to me the other day, so Nolan ate all of his lunch, and she was like, I think he did it in record time. She was like, I literally hadn't finished putting all the rest of the plates down. And I turn around, his plate is empty, and I'm looking on the floor to see if he has dumped it on the floor in his lap. No, he has eaten it all. I'm like, love it. Eh, all right. She was like, so he got seconds. And I was like, did he eat all that too? Yep, he sure did.
Oh, love it. He's going to be like Gabriel. Gabriel sucks up the cafeteria lady all the time. He's like, Miss Daryl, may I have some more macaroni and cheese? You sure can. Bud, here you go.
So I love it.
And then now, is Layton, is she picky?
Oh, no, she's a good eater.
She's a good eater.
She's always been a good eater. I mean, she has her toddler moments where she's like, no, I hate this today. Yeah. But for the most part, at daycare, they always say that she like eats mm-hmm. all of her food and sometimes gets seconds as well.
And kudos to y'all, like each their own. My kids have always eaten daycare food. Or some are the school food. Mm-hmm. I was criticized the other day by somebody. You don't send them food. Like, you're letting them eat. I'm like, their menus look better than ours.
They have a professional chef at Layton's daycare.
Like, you eat better than me on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So I know I've read off the menu last episode, but Lord have mercy. These foods look amazing.
Yeah, Colton keeps asking to pass his lunch. And I'm like, no.
No, mm-mm. No, mm-mm.
We're not playing that game.
No.
I'll put your lunchbox in there because that's all you really want to do is carry your lunchbox. So you can carry an empty lunchbox to school. That's fine. But you're eating from the cafeteria.
Did he get a special lunchbox?
So we have a Phillies lunchbox that we got like a summer ago. As it was like a giveaway gift kind of thing. And it's been sitting in our cabinet like waiting for him to use.
So. Oh, yeah, you just put mm-hmm. it in the book bag so we can. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
Have y'all ever seen the intense videos of like the moms that make the special lunches and it's like everything's cut perfectly and it's all got these little benches?
Yeah, I don't know how they have time for all
that. Insanity.
I'm that chaotic mom. Get your stuff. Did you fill your water? Get your. Yeah.
If I have to say one more time, 5 more minutes or 4 more minutes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Put your shoes on.
Yes. Yes. But I told you 2 minutes ago that you had 4 more minutes. Like, let's go.
I think the best like would be just recordings. And thank God we don't have like cameras in our house just to see how it is in the morning. It's a thing for all of us.
Just to get a good laugh.
Oh, yes. Yes. Dear Lord. I'm just glad my neighbors are usually like out their doors before we leave so they don't hear all the chaos. So I will say, so one of my girlfriends, her daughter is in middle school. And she actually just made the tennis team for the high school.
Wow.
Right? But they're not providing an activity bus anymore from that middle school to the high school. So I worry about that here, you know, when that's come up for us. That's only going to be in a couple years.
I didn't even know that, like, a middle schooler could play varsity.
So they, if the middle school doesn't provide that particular sport, they can actually, you can try out for the high school team, not guarantee you're going to make it. But,
right.
We actually have a few friends like for tennis, volleyball, golf, that the middle schooler actually plays on the high school team.
Wow.
So, but they're not providing the activity bus. That's
interesting.
Yeah. So
are they take like a parent picking her up? And
so she's having to go pick her up from the school, then take her to the practice and then wait around for practice and then, you know, bring her home. And which I mean, we're kind of used to that, you know, within like the little rec leagues and stuff. But I just thought
that's hard. I don't even know if I would necessarily want
my
like
child
the age difference on that. I mean, you have a senior in high school and playing against a seventh, eighth grader, that's, there's some emotional differences there for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Not just even physical, but just the maturity in that side of things. That's that's interesting. I didn't know that was available in our area to happen.
It's just for the sports, I guess, that aren't at the middle schools. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But when she told me that, I was like, that can't be right as to not providing transportation. Because, I mean, we have some stellar kids in the area, mm-hmm. and there are probably several kids that have made the high school teams that are in middle school. But if their guardians, parents, they can't get them to the
yeah.
practice, that's mm-hmm. got to be hard.
Yeah.
Got to be scheduling wizards as parents.
Yeah. I live by my crazy. Calendar and my phone. If I didn't have that, I wouldn't know where I would be yeah. every single day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also have to be at a lot of events, like, constantly.
I do. I actually, yesterday, our CEO's assistant, she called my office phone, and I answered. And she's like, oh, I didn't think you would answer. Oh, so, and it's like she almost forgot what she was going to say.
You're here.
yeah, what you need? yeah.
Shannon, there was at one point you shared your calendar with me, and I was getting your notifications for, like, your events on your calendar.
Oh, God.
Pop up on my phone, and it was stressing me out, and they weren't even my events, so I can't imagine.
How in the world? I don't know. That, I didn't know that was possible. I'm sorry, because they stress me out.
So, I mean, I would get, like, you have to be such and such in 45 minutes, and I'm like, What? No, I don't. What is this?
Yeah, if I have an hour in the office, it is the best thing in the world, but usually I only get about 15 minutes because I have so many of the employees that come into my office. Hey, can you help me with this? Hey, what do you think of this? Hey, can you change? And I'm like, oh, goodness. Which is job security, I guess you say. But, yeah, there's a lot going on. But. Yeah. Unfortunate to
stay
be able to see the entire community on a daily basis. I mean, right before this podcast, I did a ribbon cutting for a new hair salon.
I need to go there.
That's one thing, though, I do love when it comes to working where we work and getting to see our area in a different perspective. So,
For sure.
Yeah. I was looking through the questions and seeing... We do kind of talk like, oops, sorry, hold on, we're back to
it.
Did you ever have a tough coach growing up? How might you guide support your kid through that?
Okay, so
your mom.
I was gonna say, I laughed when I saw this question, kind of prompted on our outline for the thing, because my mom was my coach growing up. So yeah, it was interesting. I loved it. But there was one time that I strictly remember, like, I was having a bad day, and it was during field hockey. We were a really good team. And, like, we were just having an off practice all together. And I think it was, like, during homecoming week in high school, and homecoming was huge for us in our high school, and, like, everybody was distracted. Like, half the girls were on homecoming court, and, like, we just were not focused. And I, like, yelled at everyone, kind of like, we need to be paying attention. Like, get your heads together. And my mom was like, you are not the coach.
Oof.
And I was like, oh.
I would have been like, great job as the leadership. Sorry.
And had it not been me, I don't think she would have reacted that way to anyone else. She probably would have been like, that's right. Like, let's listen to our leader, blah, 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 blah. But I think that she was like, oh, no.
Was she harder on you with, like,
for sure,
you can run faster than that. You can catch that better.
Not so much that angle, but more of like the sportsmanship side. Mm. And not that I was like a bad sport by any means, but, you know, when it came to winning losses, like, she wouldn't allow pouting of any sort. Like, that just didn't play in our household. Like, it was, all right, we're moving on to the next one, or like, I don't want to hear about it. Like, here's our next play, our next angle. But never like the true athletic, because I'll be honest, I'm not the most athletic person in the world, and I'm not the fastest. I'm not the the only thing, I mean, dedication was mostly what I had going for me. So.
I made sure I was there on time. I put in my all, like, whatever I could do.
Yes, yeah.
Well, so Barrett and I don't coach the boys purposely. Like, even though I was asked to coach basketball for a couple of times now, but I don't feel as if I would do a great job, because I would probably be so hard on my children, like, mm-hmm. to the extreme, because I'm already the parent that's sitting – especially just in the bleachers. I'm harder more on Grayson just because he does have the athletic abilities. Mm-hmm. Like, you can run faster than that. Don't be so slow, you know, or whatever it may be. But I'll have to say, I had amazing coaches. But to our baseball weekend this past weekend, Grayson had to sit out for 2 innings because he pitched a fit and he showed his little tail. And I was, you know, at first like, oh, why would you, you know. And the coaches laid it into him. And I was like, first it was, it took me back, you know, because it's like, wait, a couple other adults that are yelling at my kid. But I'm like, yep, okay. Nope, they know what they're doing. They're the coaches. I respect them. They're taking time out of their day to help our kids. And then that next inning, the last inning, was when he actually caught the ball to win the game. And they're like, see, we told you, if you are to listen and do as we say, this is why we're hard on each and every one of you. And especially, you know, with acting up the way you did, you know, it pays off.
Yeah.
So just seeing that, it did bring back so many experiences as a young child of how coaches do have a just such a big spot in your heart throughout all your years.
Yeah. And it certainly takes a special person to be youth, especially youth sports.
Yeah. They volunteer.
Yeah.
They don't even get paid to do it. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't think I'd ever have the patience for that.
I know I don't. I'll be honest. Danielle, you're the calmest one out of both of Jen and I, though. So
I don't know. I'm like, I'm high anxiety, not the most patient human being. I try to play it off well.
Do a good job. Yeah. I say that. Jen's pretty just mellow for the most part.
Yeah, I was not mellow last night because all my sports teams were losing. They all ended up winning, but I was not mellow last night.
Which teams? Well, of course, NC State. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Grayson McCall, who left Coastal to play there. That was Grayson's best, like, player. But who else were you watching?
Oh, the Phillies were on last night.
Oh.
They came back and won. But, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a good sports fan. Like, I will give up on my teams in a heartbeat.
Really?
They're awful. They're terrible. And Lewis always makes fun of me. He's like, you just give it a couple minutes, Jen. You'll be fine. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, our season's over. We're all done. We're all doomed. It's done. It's over.
The best part is I throw back to Barrett when he'll act like that. I'm like, well, why don't you get out there and show him how it's done? It kind of shuts him up.
Put more gas on that fire. My husband's a Washington Commanders fan, so he's the same way at this point. Like, he's been a fan his whole entire life, and now he's just like, ugh, why am I even watching this?
That's me. Everyone in our household went to bed last night, and I was awake by myself, like,
Were you screaming?
By the time they had gone to bed, both teams had started winning, so I was in a better spot. So
I give you credit for staying up and watching.
Oh, I had like 4 hours of sleep last night just because.
Oh, because of your games. Sports.
Yeah.
You know, you should have done sports journalism.
I considered it for a little while. And I actually was going to talk about this on my podcast, but one of the things that when I was in college, I was an athletic tutor.
Oh, okay.
And I loved it. Like, I would basically, so my major was business, but my minor was PRT or, you know, sports management. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the athletes were in that. And if you were a student-led tutor, you could only tutor for the classes that you had or already had.
Okay.
So, like, I would get a lot of the sports management people and I would be able to tutor them. So I would do one-on-one or like study hall and that kind of thing. And like loved the atmosphere of study hall. Like it was such a good, it was like their time to kind of be together as a team. And I loved seeing that. And that kind of what made me enjoy the management more of sports than kind of the journalism side. But I mean, who wouldn't, being the anchor for ESPN, like sitting on the desk and talk, like, duh, that seems amazing to me, obviously. But
well, and you're good because you actually remember like the players' names and stuff. I'm like, who's that again? Which one is that one? And I don't know all the sports. And of course, Jen like knows every sport. Like, I was trying to name some of the sports in the Olympics, and Jen's like, oh, yeah, it was this. Oh, yeah, it was that. I'm like, yeah, that's it.
Who knew breakdancing?
Oh my goodness.
Had no idea until this year.
Yeah. That was fun.
Poor Australia.
Yeah.
That was something else.
That was something. Mm-hmm. At least it got a lot of visibility.
it got something. Yeah. Yeah.
Gymnastics and that were like the two things people were talking about.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't remember names or any of that stuff.
Me to try to remember
just, I'm
names.
Just here for the fun.
Yeah. I mean, trying to remember names just in like the community aspect alone. I just call you hun. Southern. Well, I mean, I think we've kind of.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Everything. We're good. Especially like with my crazy Grayson moments.
I know.
So, yeah.
Okay.
We're good.
Well, ladies, it was a fun week.
It was.
A lot to talk about.
And a lot going on.
Yeah.
So excited for the weekend.
Yeah, we'll catch up again next week.
Yes.
Thanks all.
Bye.
Bye.
We don't just get away at the beach, we get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.